Welcome, Awakening Hearts, to another episode of Mindful Mastery. I'm your host, Denny Van. Today's topic comes up a lot with people who want to know the definition of spiritual. So ask yourself, what is your definition of spiritual? And today I want to talk about my definition of spiritual, and it's interpersonal relations with the mind, heart, and body. And we have a tendency to look outside ourselves for validation and other people's advice and other people's opinions. When we go inside and align the mind and the heart, we create something that science is calling coherence. And coherence can be considered spiritual because it is a state of being in which all aspects of our being, physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual, are aligned or in tune and working together harmoniously. It is a state where we feel connected to ourselves, others, and the world around us. So in terms of spirituality, coherence can be seen as a manifestation of inner peace and balance. When we are coherent, we are able to access higher states of consciousness, and that allows us to experience a deeper sense of meaning and purpose in life. Coherence has been shown to have positive effects on both our physical health and mental well-being. This is huge because studies have found that when we enter into a coherent state through meditation or other practices, and we'll talk about those, but practices such as yoga or tai chi, our heart rate variability increases, blood pressure decreases, and stress levels reduce. This leads to improved immune function, better sleep quality, and increased resilience in the face of challenges. So ultimately, coherence can help us cultivate an overall sense of well-being that extends beyond just our physical health, but also encompasses our emotional stability and spiritual growth. It allows us to tap into the power within ourselves for personal transformation and greater connection with others. And the question I get asked the most is, but Denny, how do I get into coherence? Well, there are some ways that you can experiment to get yourself into coherence, because nobody can do it for you. You have to do this yourself. And number one is just practice heart-focused breathing. This will involve focusing your attention on your heart and breathing deeply in slow, rhythmic patterns. As you breathe, imagine air flowing in and out of your heart center. Another way is to cultivate positive emotions, and emotions are energy in motion. Coherence is associated with positive emotions like love, gratitude, compassion, and joy. When we try to focus on these emotions throughout the day by thinking about things that bring you happiness or by practicing acts of kindness, we can also do mindfulness meditation. A regular mindfulness meditation can help improve coherence by increasing awareness of our thoughts and feelings while also promoting relaxation and stress reduction, which are huge, right? Another thing we can do is get outside, spend time in nature. Because being outdoors surrounded by nature, it's been proven and shown to increase feelings of well-being, which helps promote coherence. And another way is to engage in physical activity. Exercise releases endorphins, which are known for improving our mood, reducing stress levels, and leading to an increase in coherence. So what does coherence feel like? You know, if you're a musician, you know when sound is out of tune. If you're tuning a guitar to a piano, the piano's in tune, but the guitar is out of tune because you can hear its vibration out of tune. And as you bring the guitar string into tune with the piano, that coherent frequency merges together and it just sounds so beautiful and feels so beautiful. So this is an indication that your body, your mind, your heart are all in this space of coherence. And remember that getting into coherence, getting into this space, it takes time and practice, but I'm going to tell you, it's worth it because it brings so many benefits, such as improved mental clarity. Here's an important one: emotional stability and improved physical health and overall well-being. So I am in the process of creating a guided meditation to help those who want to get into this space, into this state of coherence. And if this is something you'd be interested, I'd love to see and hear and read your comments. So let me know. And in the meantime, remember to hit the subscribe button and do subscribe to our Substack. And there'll be a little blurb to subscribe. You can say no thanks if you just want to check it out. And then if you want to subscribe to the free or paid, we are happy to have you to our Mindful Mastery newsletter. And it's all about getting into that coherence, getting into that space where we can transform our reality now. And in the meantime, keep being amazing.